French President Emmanuel Macron has called for the creation of a European army, saying that the continent will not be able to protect itself without such a power. Macron says that Europe should be defending itself in a more sovereign way and without dependence on the United States. He says that Europeans should protect themselves from, quote, China, Russia, and even the U.S. He was making a reference to Washington's recent withdrawal from the Intermediate Range Nuclear Force Treaty with Russia. The INF move triggered an angry reaction from Russia. Moscow warned the U.S. that developing weapons banned under the agreement risks triggering a new arms race. Rick Simmons, researcher at the Institute for Russian and Eurasian Studies, joins us from Uppsala, Sweden. Welcome. Does Macron have a point when it says that Europe should develop its own army, or is this strictly a reaction that comes to the U.S.?
Well, this is what you would call a classic tactic of a moral panic. That is, that there is some kind of obscure threat, whether it's China, Russia, or the US, in order to use it as an excuse and to create this context of an extraordinary situation, in order to bring about something which is not necessarily needed.
But when it comes to this idea of a European army, it's been discussed before, it's been thrown about, kind of testing the waters, it seems. Do you think that one of the ideas behind this is so that Europe can be independent when it comes to its foreign policy and not follow the U.S. lead, for example?
Well, you're right insofar as the idea of a European army is not new. And if you actually look in history, there are two times when there has been a European army, and neither of those times had good consequences. The first European army, one can look back at the Napoleonic era. The second European army, and if you go to the more Anglo-Saxon view, was during the period of Nazi Germany. So it already carries a big stigma with it. And it's not really clear who the enemy is. I mean, how are they going to defend against China, which is on the other side of the globe? There are a lot of unanswered questions.
Thank you very much for that, Greg Simmons. We appreciate it.